Was this time? You want another fairy tale? Really? So that means I have to read to you again? Oh, come on. Really? Fine. Okay, let's see what we got here. What do I have to work with? Too many words. Okay, how about this one? The three stooges, bears, they go rawr or something. Once upon a time, there was three bears that lived in the woods. Yeah, where else would they live? It's the small one, a little bigger one, and the huge one. They're probably related or something. I don't know. And each of them had a pot. Okay. So normal stuff is not allowed. Okay, fine. They had a pot that they ate from. Usually they just ate porridge. It was for the small one. Bigger one and the biggest one, I guess. Same with the chairs. Oh my god. Okay, they had chairs and they had beds. One for the little, one for a little bigger one, and the huge one. Yeah, both a chair and a bed. Okay. One day they made the porridge and then they magically decided to walk out. Because that's normal. Just make your food and leave it. Yeah. They put it in the pots first. And then they just scurried off, I guess. Oh, this is different. It's an old woman that came in. So she peeped it. Whoa. Talk about subverting anything. This woman is not stable. First she peeped into the keyhole, and then she peeped through the window, and then she lifted the latch and peeped into the doorway. What kind of story is this? Just your neighbor granny doing a little peeping. And then she saw food and was like, hell yeah. Because she's walked a lot into the woods. That's a weird granny. Maybe she's a witch or something. So first she tasted the porridge for the hugest bear. But oh no, that's way too hot. And then she did the middle one and was like, this was too cool. How can it be too cool? And then she took from the smallest one. Yeah, because you like taking food from small kitties. Because that one was not too warm or cold. So just perfect. That does not make sense. But she ate it all. It was like, yum, 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 yum. the lady that could. And then she went to sit. So she went to the biggest chair again because that makes sense. But it was so hard to sit on the chair for the biggest of the bears. I don't think even know if she knew there were bears. But no, it was too hard. Couldn't sit on it, hurt her back. She's old, you know? And then she sat down in the chair for like the medium-sized bear or whatever. But that one was too soft. Because, okay, she was just saggy, was like, no, this is not for me. Weirdo. And then she sat in the smallest chair that was for the smallest bear, if you couldn't tell. And it wasn't too hard or was not too soft. It was just like perfect, just chef's kiss. And she liked it so much that she sat in it, and then suddenly it fell apart. And she fell on the ground. Yeah, because the small one is for the little one. Like, make it make sense, lady. And then, to spite them, I guess, she went upstairs to the bedrooms, because bears would have a two-story house, right? Yeah. When did bears start living in... Okay, now this is a children's story. Got it. Yeah, she went upstairs to their bedroom because she knew that she's been keeping a lookout on the house, I guess. And then she laid down. Why did she go for the biggest one? Because hasn't she learned her lesson? The huge stuff is not for her because, she went upstairs, lay down in the biggest bed, and was like, no, too high at the head for her. So remove the pillow. I don't know. And then she's like, no, let me go to the middle one. But that was also too high. But that was too high at the foot? What? Okay. And then, of course, the little lady who couldn't stop herself went to the smallest one. And it wasn't too high on, at the head, and it wasn't too high at the foot. It was just right. What kind of beds do they own? And she liked it so much that she covered herself up and she fell asleep. Okay. Wouldn't do that if I were you, lady, but fine, I guess. And by the time she had wrecked her house, the bears came home. Like the big one, the middle one, and the small one. And then the biggest bear was like, oh, fuck! Someone's been eating my porridge. Like, ugh! The hell! It's my food. And then the middle bear looked as well as was like, oh God! Some idiot's been eating my porridge too! And then the smallest one is like, well, what am I supposed to eat? So she took candy from a baby. And then the bears, they looked around their house and was like, oh gosh darn it, someone's broken in again. And then they went over to the chairs, and the biggest one was like, "Oh no! Someone's been sitting on my chair or in it or whatever." How could you even tell though? If it's really firm, you wouldn't really see butt marks. And to the middle one that was so soft, it's like, oh no, someone ruined my butt indent or something. And then the smallest one's like, oh, darn it, someone just smashed my chair. And like, the hell? And then they went upstairs to their bedroom because, of course, they don't call I don't know if there's police in the woods, but there should be. And then they went in there, was like, oh gosh, darn it. So biggest was like, oh no, someone has been lying in my bed because he saw the pillow was dented or something, I don't know. And then the middle one was like, oh no, someone's been laying in my bed as well. Like the hell? And then the smallest one was really quiet, I guess, and looked at the lumpy, uggy mess lying in their bed and was like, guys, there's something weird in my bed, and what the fuck? So the little old lady, or witch, or whatever, their neighbor, I don't know. She woke up when she heard the first one, but she thought it may be the wind because that makes sense, I guess. She also heard like the other one, but thought it was someone speaking in a dream. But when she heard the itty bitty squeaky voice of the small bear, it was like, oh god damn, that voice is not nice. And she woke up, was like, oh, and then she threw out the window and then ran away. I she probably broke her in neck or something, and the bear says to never see her again. She probably died. Like, what else would she have done? She fell out of a second-story window. Yeah, and, well, they didn't see her again, so no one comes and peeping in their house anymore. Maybe has some kind of not trespassing thing on the outside, I guess. Yeah, so it's a good story, right? Yeah, don't trespass. It's not a good thing. And no peeping indoors and stuff either. And don't eat someone else's food. That's rude. So, yeah, with that, you should just fall asleep, because, yeah. I'm gonna go drink some wine. Just sleep and be quiet or something, okay? Yeah. And don't bother me again. This was not fun. Nighty night. Hey, kids.